Blog Talk Radio.
Another week of rehab, everyone. So glad to have you with me. I'm so glad to be back. It's a wonderful thing to make another week, especially when another week is a rehab week. So welcome. How you been? I've been okay. But before you walk in, if you don't know, but now by now you should know. But if you don't know, I just want to let you know, we have very simple, very, very easy to follow rules to rehab. Those rules are no judgment, no negativity, no nasty attitude, no judgmental behavior, no salt, no shade. None of that comes into the doors of rehab. You know, before I continue, I just wanted to apologize for that late beginning. Medical difficulties do happen, and this is how things work, but we roll with the punches in rehab. Rehab is your time to relax, and so after you heard the rules and the apology that I gave, come on into rehab. Come join me, kick off your shoes. I kick off my socks while you kick off your shoes, you know, take my socks off, get comfortable. Because this is what rehab is about. It's about getting comfortable. So I would just ask you, how are you? And hopefully you had a good week or a good last weekend. Me personally, I'm fine, you know. I really never try to complain about things, but there's always something to complain about, but I try not to complain. I mean, it was a rainy, kind of dreary, overcast, cold day today, but I don't have the control over that. I don't. Not even the weather people know what the weather's going to actually be like. Some days they say it's going to snow a lot, then it doesn't snow at all, and then they say it's going to snow some, and it snows a lot. So, you know, they don't really have any control over that. They just call it like they think it may be. And speaking of control, what do we really have control of when you think about it? I mean, I have control over the way I think. Do I have control over my bodily functions? In a way, yes. But if I have to go to the bathroom one way or another, one or two, too badly, it's going to be hard to control those functions. You got to get to the bathroom as soon as possible. I mentioned having control over the way you think. It's up to you. I mean, it's hard for me to say that schizophrenics and the mentally challenged and the mentally unprepared, in a way, has real control over the way they think and the way they act, because they were given a bad card from birth. So those type of people do not have much control over the way they think. But I'm not really necessarily talking about the control you have over your thought process and your bodily functions and the way your nervous system works. I'm also talking about the control in life. Do you think your parents control you? Do you think society controls you? Do you think your significant other controls you? Or do you think you're in control? So say all of that, I'll give you a while to think about it. and answer this very simple question. The very simple question is, who's in control of your life? And while you think about that, I'll be right back. Control in life. I grew up in a religious household. Church every Sunday, Bible study every Tuesday, teen hangout every Friday and Saturday. So, and I basically spent my life in church, right? And it made me think that my parents would never, ever stop making me go to church. And it made me think that my parents had control over how my life was always going to be. It made me think that, as a matter of fact, it made me lean on how my parents, on my life in general, through my parents, because I basically went to church when they told me to go to church, and that was it. And then one day I got of a certain age, and I said no. It's not that I didn't want to go, it's just that I didn't feel like it at the time. I still hold strong to my faith, but that's beside the point. The point is, I told them no one day, and they accepted it. And then I slowly realized that they're not in control of my life. I'm in control of my life. And a lot of times, you have people that like to argue a point, or that like to be quote-unquote difficult, or to be the devil's advocate, so to speak, or hard-headed, so to speak. A lot of times those people are always misunderstood as difficult. But they're not really difficult. Not every person like that is difficult. Those type of people understand that they're in control. And when you're in control, it's okay to go against the grain. It's okay to go against what people, you know, what typically what people would say or do with the situation. It doesn't make you a difficult person. Now, some people purposely go out their way to make things difficult for other people. But really and truly, a lot of times, the people that are just contrary or just opposite have learned that you don't have to go with whatever someone's saying to you. We all known a person, we all met a person, we all been in conversation with the person that just is running off at the mouth. And they don't really talk about anything. And if you're in control and you're paying attention to the conversation, you will slowly realize that, wait a minute, I don't agree with everything what you're saying, but it's hard to be that person to go off and go, you know what, I don't agree with that. And I like to attribute that quote-unquote hard-headedness as a control type of thing. So back to the control of your life point. That went off for a little while. But, yes, controlling your life, I mean, you may think God has control over your life, and I would agree with you. Or you may not believe in God. You may think you're in control of your life, and I could side with you on that. But to say, oh, my parents are in control of my life, or the government's in control of my life, or some leader of some faction is in control of my life. No, I control my life. Now, this goes back to what I talked about before when I said, when I talked about the truth and excuses. So you usually, if you're truthful with yourself, you know you're in control of your life. Therefore, you know whether things have gone good or bad for you. When things have gone good or bad for you, it's not necessarily everyone else's fault. Because if it's everyone else's fault that things are not going your way in life, therefore you're not in control of your life. And so your life is not in the place you would like it to be because of someone else, so you're not in control. And so I don't know who's in control of that then. That's what always bothers me when people start to make excuses or blame other people or lie to themselves and say, oh, it's your fault that you did that my life is this way. And I always think to myself, so if it's someone else's fault this, that, and the third happened, who controls that? Do they purposely, is God up here, up in the sky, or wherever, playing puppeteer and purposely screwing you over? Or does, if you believe in God, does God allow you to have your own free will, and your mistake may just be coming because of the decisions that you have made? So you can't really say that anybody else is in control of your life except for you. And I mentioned spouses and significant others. You may be married. You may be in a committed relationship, and you feel like you're just being dragged. No, you allowed yourself to be dragged. If you really had some backbone, then you would speak up in that relationship instead of being dragged through it. There's people in marriages now and serious relationships now that are just going through the motions. I mean, completely. They don't really want to be in it. They don't want to do it. They don't want no parts of it. But they just don't want to disappoint another person, or there's a fear of being alone. And when you know you're in control, you won't fear being alone. You won't fear disappointing someone else because you know you're in control. You know that if that relationship ended today, there's millions of fish in the sea. But a lot of times, because you don't feel like you're in control and you don't feel like you're confident enough to step back out there in the game, so to speak, or in the sea, then you're just going to let someone drag you along. Now you ask me, what does this have to do with peace? Well, when you're in control, you control your peace. I've said before, I was blessed with inner peace because I learned once I told my parents about, well, I'm not going to church today. And they said, okay. And I said, oh, my goodness, I'm in control. Once I learned I was in control, I'm in control of my peace. And in order to live a peaceful life, so to speak, in order to live a life that you can be comfortable with, one of the first steps, excuse me, is having inner peace and knowing what that inner peace looks like. And a part of that is being in control. Because once you figure out that you're in control, you can have all the peace in the world, and you won't let nothing and no one disturb it. So that's the point of rehab. All I'm trying to do is share the inner peace that I have inside that I was blessed with the other people. But if you are out here out of control and you don't know which way to go, and you feel like your parents or religion or your friends or your family are in control, and real quick, I forgot to mention friends. When you have friends that drag you around to every place and tell you what to do and where to go and how to dress and who to hang out with and who not to hang out with and who like you and who don't like you, that's ridiculous. That is out of control. You don't have any control in that fact. You have literally gave control of yourself to friends, the people that you would consider a friend. They're not really friends, because a real friend wouldn't drag you in the dirt. So take back your control. Don't let your parents, don't let your friends, don't let a religion, don't let nobody at work, don't let anybody control your peace or your life except for you. Because when you find out and finally realize that you have all the control, then you can bring inner peace. So once you get in control and then control your peace, then you can live a very peaceful life and bring peace to someone else.